What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting these possibilities for you to consider, enabling you to come up with your own conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, code breakers around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan. I'm going to be your tour guide for this presentation on the topic of the two thieves decoded. I've already done this before. Maybe you've seen this presentation. I went back to it and I was actually honestly floored at the material. I forgot about all this material. I did this over three years ago. And now with a fresh set of eyes, and of course, no pun intended with this image. It's so comical. The two thieves. And what are the two thieves? Your eyeballs. It's interesting because this image that I thought was very captivating, one side is a little bit more open than the other. Right? And it's the right side. It's the left that we're looking at, but it's really the right side. That tape is not as predominant as this side. And I didn't catch it until I used it. But of course, my final answer is I'm not in control of my reality. I'm not doing this. I'm the instrument to do it. But I'm not doing it. So here are the messages that we are channeling for you. I say we because it's not me. So I would encourage you to go watch this again. The two thieves is feed the wolf. And the right and left side of your face represents the yin yang. The white wolf and the black wolf. The sun and the moon. As above, so below. Tree of life, tree of knowledge. It's so simple. Yin yang, hot, cold, left, right. This is duality. This is also the polarity that Jesus wants you to choose from. I wish you were hot or cold. Well, yeah, because this keeps you in the matrix. And this was the big takeaway here from the two thieves decoded that I did over 3 years ago. And of course, Jesus is looking to his thief to the right. That's why I'm saying this is the eye that doesn't have as much tape on it. I was laughing. He turns to the thief to the right and says, "You will be with me in paradise." Today, you will be with me in paradise. Not 2,000 years from now, today. Yeah, because you're going to die on this stake. And you'll get reincarnated. That's what Jesus should have said. He says, yeah, today we're going to get reincarnated back into the game of life. Because it is this loop. And the only way to get out is to stop playing. I'm going to show you how to do that. So this is the scripture. One of them anyway. Luke the doctor. Who is going to be tied to Sagittarius. Verily I say unto thee, today shall thee be with me in paradise. Not 2,000 years from now. Not in my second return. Today. Because we're going to die today. And we're just going to get reincarnated. So we're going to be back. And what is paradise? Well, we're going to start here. I already put this slide out on the other decode with the prison of Jesus. The flower of life, breaking the astrological sign in half, creating the sine wave, which is the aspect of Ra, which is the sun, the monad. Pi, 3.14, is the perfect circle. When you break it in half, in the flower of life, you create the sine wave. And what it does is it separates the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. And in the middle is the ichthys, the fish, which obviously has both the tree of life and tree of knowledge. because that's what our dualistic reality involves. Not just one, it is two. So eternal life means eternal duality. That's what this says. So when he says, you will be with me in paradise, again, he specifically says in the original Greek codex, it says today you will be with me in paradise, indicating that we are going to die today. And that means when we die, we will go and get recycled back in and reincarnated back into the game. Because the game needs players. So he's referencing the guy to his right. And, you know, this is why the right-hand path is like, just do the right thing. You ever say that? Just do the right thing. What are you doing, man? Just do the right thing. Yeah, the right-hand path. He's not looking to the left-hand path. The left-hand path is the path of sin. The right-hand path is the good path. This is the path of sin. But both are necessary in this dualistic loop that we're in. So he says, you're going to be with me in paradise. And what I'm doing exclusively here is I'm using the square root of 3 cipher. Which, this is not new. I put all these ciphers in the alphanumerical. I did a square root of 2 all the way to 10. I did this when we first, Jordan and I first created this website. And then I started to use this when I figured out how valuable the square root of 3 is. So you may want to go in there, and it's going to be on the default. Here it is on the right. You may want to go in there and start playing with it because it's powerful. And it does represent the portal to get into the matrix, which is Earth. And the matrix is dualistic, meaning everything in the matrix is dualistic. You cannot have light without dark. Not possible. That's why the sun doesn't shine 24 hours a day. So paradise is the big key word here, and that matches our DNA. We have 23 pairs of chromosomes. That's going to give you 46, which is going to be tied to our DNA in the Chaldean, but I want to use the square root of 3 here. See, the royal star, the lion, if you're a fan of numerology, maybe the reason why Michael Jordan and LeBron James wore the number 23, had massive careers, the number 23 with Jim Carrey. What is up with this 23? If you're a fan of Chaldean numerology, it's considered the luckiest number in the world. There's no such thing as luck, but maybe that's why paradise is 23. Do you want to go to paradise? Paradise is amazing, right? It's bliss. It's beautiful. It's exciting. What's the alternative? Well, non-paradise, of course. Which is this is the tree of knowledge. And why is the tree of knowledge going to give you decay? Because that's what knowledge does. Knowledge gives you worry and stress and doubt and fear and all, because then you realize, oh my God, they lied to me on this. This is being naive here. This is ignorance is bliss. This is a lobotomy. This is why when you get reincarnated, you do not remember. When you get here, you remember. And you may get angry, pissed off. You may have resentment. Here, you're a baby again. You have no idea. You're clueless. But nonetheless, this is what controls, through the context of this, duality. That's why Jesus has got one hand on the left and one hand on the right. And it is the square root of 3. 1.73 is a permutation of the fine structure constant, the 137. And the 137 in chemistry is tied to barium, and it's the Ra, the Ba, and the Ka. Yep. Because Jesus comes from Horus. Horus is the rising of the sun. And then it goes to Ra, and then to Set, and then down to Osiris. So you'll be with me in paradise. Yeah, you'll get reincarnated, and you will not remember. That's the beauty of it. but the game needs players, so I'm going to encourage you to follow me. And we get a pair of chromosomes. We have DNA. So see, the vesica piscis is the double helix. The double helix forms the caduceus. It's tied to Mercury, the trickster. This fits right over that fish bladder. This is the ichthys. It is not singularity. It is duality. So eternal life means you will get reincarnated back into a dualistic reality, but you will not know it, because this you will forget. When you were a baby, you had no idea. I had no idea. We were asleep. You wake up here and you're like, wait a minute. And now we start to question here on the left-hand path. So the paradise is tied to the DNA, and that's what the cross is, and that's why you'll never see me wear this symbol, because it means reincarnation. Clear as day, straight up. So these two thieves, they literally mean the sun and moon. They are the solar eclipse, and they are the lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse being the reflection, if you will, the lower half, as above, so below. The sun at night, the sun during the day. Jesus represents, of course, solar, right? You'll be, what happens in a paradise? Like, I live in Mexico right now. I live a block from the ocean. It's paradise here. And what color is the dominating color? Green. Because it's tied to the sun and photosynthesis, and it feeds the plants, and the plants feed the earth and the ocean and blue and all these beautiful colors. That's tied to the sun. When the moon comes out, that's when the lunatics come out. Do you know? I don't know if you know this, but when there's a full moon, mosquito activity can go up to 500% more than a normal night. The lunatic on a full moon. Why? The werewolves, people get a little crazy. The lunatics come out. Because this represents the opposite of the tree of life. People get busy here during the sun. That's why people normally get up at 6 a.m. when the sun's coming up. It's the sun's like, hey, I'm up. I'm ready to play. Are you going to follow me? And people do. They're like, I got to go punch into the time clock. It's time to get busy. I got clients to call. I got things to do at my cubicle. Yeah, most people do it during the daytime. I know that some of you work during third shift or second shift, so yes, that will play out. But I'm saying, if the biological clock of the body works best, so they say, when you follow this. And you wake up when the sun rises. The sun is tied to Jesus Christ. The Christ is the Son of God. It's not the sun, S-O-N, it's the S-U-N. It's tied to the eclipses. And just maybe the eclipses is when the portals open up and entities enter and exit as a reincarnation process. And when you take the flower of life, which I think we live inside of this big, huge flower of life, that vesica piscis becomes part of it. And this is why you'll see church windows that have the vesica piscis shape. The mitre hats, the NFL football. This is the vagina in the female body, because that's the so below. This is the as above. So females can birth human beings into this world. Well, what can spirit do? Well, maybe, just maybe, it's during these eclipses. So when we get into some more layers of this, this is big time now, right? We're using the square root of 3. You can see that the game of life in the square root of 3 cipher is 45, which just so happens to exactly match solar eclipse and lunar eclipse. Not a coincidence. This is how powerful this square root of 3 cipher is, because it is the portal. This is the eye of providence. This is the all-seeing eye. and it's tied to the sun and the moon. What you'll notice is that both solar and lunar, I got the arrows there, they're an exact match. They both have the 26. And they reduce down to the number 8, and they make the analemma shape as they move through the sky. As they move through the 28 days to the moon, and the sun makes the analemma shape as it moves through the seasons. But what gets really fascinating is that I'm using the Coptic language. I don't have this ready on the decoder just yet, but I will. And this is the original Coptic language from Egypt. I went down this rabbit hole because Egypt, the Coptic language, is tied heavily to Ra and Horus and Set and Osiris. Well, look at what Ra is. It's a freaking 26. And that 26 matches to solar and lunar. That's why full moons and quarter moons and waxing gibbous and waning, this and that, it's all tied to the sun and the moon. Just tied to the game of life because we're in the light game. Light and dark. Well, wouldn't you know that the word master in the square root of 3 is a 26? So what is this indicating? Well, Ra is the master, and Ra is tied to the sun, which just means light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Yeah, because you're tied to Ra. And light makes life, tree of life. And this master being the 26 is tied to both solar and lunar. And then you bring in Judaism. And now you have the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh here being 26 tied to the master and tied to Ra. Not a shocker. Because in Psalms 84 verses 10, it says the Lord God is a sun and shield. And the sun is obvious. And what's the shield? Well, I mean, is it what creates these eclipses? Because a lot of people say it's not the moon doing this. Well, it's definitely a shield. So Psalms 84 verses 10 clearly has massive merit here during the eclipse, solar and lunar. The Lord God is a sun and shield. That is tied to Yahweh. That's why God has no blemish. It's light. God is light. That's tied to the sun, really, in a big way, right? Well, then we get into chemistry. The game of life being 45, which is the tree of life and tree of knowledge, ends up becoming tied to this element called rhodium. 103 is the isotope. 103 is the 27th prime number. 45 is tied to our blood types. I mean, there are 8 known blood types when you add on what's called the Rh factor. And if you just simply want to know what you would be, you're either going to be negative or positive. So like I'm AB negative, so I don't have the Rh factor in my blood. If you're positive, if you're A positive, you do have the Rh factor. That's it. So there are 8 blood types. There are 4 blood types, but there are 8 when you add on the Rh. So the game of life is tied to our blood, and that's why Jesus wants you to drink his blood and do the vampirism in Matthew and Luke and the other gospel. Matthew 26, verses 26, Jesus passing the wine. It's the blood. Yeah, because it's tied to our Rh factor in our blood. And blood is very sacred. That's called vampirism, by the way, but that's for a different story. Well, you see, when you go to chemistry, and this, you know, chemistry has become the greatest thing. I never studied this in school, but it has become the greatest thing in decoding for me. This goes to the Rosicrucians. So, hey, big shout out to that group. They know a thing or two about a thing or two. Well, they have this motto, the rose that gives the bees honey. This right here. Well, what do you think the rose is? This. And our blood. The Rh factor. This is tied to Venus as well. Aphrodite is 102. What do you think Jesus is tied to? That's why he's all about love. It's love and light. Love is Venus. Light is the sun. And the moon, because the moon's the reflector. So if you want to watch this one, excuse me, I have this over on the Patreon exclusively. There's 120 videos over there you won't find on the public YouTube. So this one was just released a little bit ago. So now we get into the Cards of Illumination, right? Cards of Destiny, whatever you want to call them. Cards of Illumination, playing cards. Cardamancy is the well-known name for this system. Well, the 45th card in the cards is the Six of Spades. Six is your third eye, which is the center point. That's why Jesus has the I-N-R-I, the inner eye. See, the inner eye is the center point, but clearly he doesn't want you to stay here. He wants to go to the right. The right-hand path, not the left-hand path. You'll get there, though, because everything goes in circles. But the Six of Spades is the 45th card in the deck. And when you bring this into the solar spreads, there are 90 solar spreads in total. I'm going to go to solar spread number 45. Here it is on the left. I'm going to locate that Six of Spades. And then I'm going to come over to the Master Spirit side, which is the God, the spread of the divine. God spread, if you will. It doesn't move. It governs everything. And what's sitting in that same spot? The 48th card, the Nine of Spades. This is the bishop on the chessboard. This is a black pawn. Well, they're both sitting in space number 48. It's like a bingo chart. They're all numbered. They're both sitting in space 48, and it just so happens, coincidentally, of course, it's always coincidental, that the great red spot that is only exclusive to Zeus, which happens to be the largest planet in the cosmos, the king of the gods in the Greek, Abraxas, and may just be the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh itself, it's got the 48. And that red spot is the Vesica Piscis. I mean, I'm not trying to fit anything there. It's there. So these cards, they form the 9 and the 6, which is the yin and the yang. This is robbing Peter to pay Paul. This is Paul. This is Peter. And you see that this 9 of Spades is the 9 of Swords, which means suffering and anxiety and worried and sleepless nights. Yeah, because you're in the guise of duality and you're moving towards that with this 6 of Spades. They're both swords. They're both spades. Spades are the lowest set of the suits. They mean the I am. They mean the physicality of the body. They mean spirituality. They mean your knowledge. And this is the card that sits in the sign of Sagittarius, which is ruled by Zeus. This is sitting inside the house of Virgo. And Virgo's the virgin that gives birth to things. Yeah, that's you and I. See, what it does is it gives birth to you, and now you move over water and you move towards the game of life through the great red spot, which just may be watching everybody. That's why the Wachowskis had Jupiter ascending, and even the Matrix is tied to Jupiter. So there's that. And then when you add these two cards up, 45 and 48, you get 93. And that is tied to the lukewarm virgin. When I broke this down in the prison of Jesus, well, the lukewarm, which is what Jesus tells you, hey, you, because you're lukewarm, the church will tell you, you don't want to be lukewarm. Yeah, that's exactly what you want to be. Not hot or cold, you want to be lukewarm. You came in lukewarm, you got to leave lukewarm. Meaning non-polarization. And I went over all this and how it leads to Niobium and Neptune. And Neptune is Zeus's his brother, running the waters of earth. That's Brahma in the Vedic. And this, the womb and the Elohim and Vatican City sits at 41 degrees north latitude. Yeah, it's tied to the fish, to Ichthys, and the snake. That's why the Vatican has the center that looks like a serpent. So when we get into the Vesica Piscis and we start to bring in other layers here, and yeah, I'm going to introduce this. I'm going to now synchronize Jesus with the devil. the good devil. I was originally going to call this Decode the Good Devil. That's why the devil card has one hand up and one hand down. This is the right hand path, as above. And then this is the left hand path, and that's why there's fire there, because the left hand path will make you end up burning up. That's what happens in the recycling, and this is the eternal fire. Right? It doesn't go out. This is Daniel 12 verses 2. Daniel says some people will be resurrected to everlasting life and some to everlasting contempt. That's called the yin yang. That's the cycle of life. There's no winning or losing hand through a predestined reality. So some people are solar, some people are lunar. When you merge the two together and you sit in the middle, in that center point, that's where the eye of the needle is. That's the Jesus saying that the road through the, like, it'll be harder going through the eye of a needle. I got that completely wrong. It'll be harder to enter the kingdom of heaven, like putting a camel through the eye of a needle, something like that. Yeah, that's, you don't want to be here or here. It's the center point. You want to be the devil. Be the best little devil you can be. You want to be this character because that's what runs this reality. So devil is 15 through the square root of 3. And so is Jesus. Not your Jesus, though. I want to be clear. Not the Jesus that you're thinking of. The other Jesus. There's multiple Jesuses. Jesus is 15, devil is 15, and Yah, as in Yahweh, is 15. 15 in chemistry is phosphorus, which gives us another layer because phosphorus simply means light. And what is this and this? Light. Tree of life, solar. Tree of knowledge, lunar. Phosphorus is light, the light bringer. 15 protons, 15, 15, 15. I've got a decode called the Sun Devil that I did years ago. Okay? Light is the devil because it is dualistic. It is unconditional love. And I'm going to get into that as we proceed with this. So when we look at the Vesica Piscis, this is where the boat comes in. You know, because Jesus was a fisherman of men. And he went fishing with the apostles and he said, hey, cast your nets to the right side of the boat. And when they did, they pulled in and there was a multitude of fish, too many to count. And it was 153. I don't know how 153 is too many to count because they counted them. So it's kind of weird. But anyway.